Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are going to talk about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. This is a subject that most people don't want to talk about. However, just about every single person walking the planet knows somebody or has been exposed to this in one way or another. Today's show is about the PSD Ice Bucket Challenge, or positive self-defense for women, for positive self-defense for women. Ladies and gentlemen, let's not kid ourselves. We live in a world where every 2 minutes a person is raped in the United States. Every 2 minutes. I know that it's a subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about. I know it's a subject that a lot of people don't want to face up to. I understand that it's a very delicate subject. However, it is a subject that needs to be covered. And I don't care who you are, it will have an effect on your life. Again, either directly or indirectly. Sadly, every 2 minutes, it's having a direct effect on some woman and her family's lives, and or some young lady and her lives and the lives that she's involved with. Rape is a very serious issue in the world, not just the United States. But my emphasis today is actually on rape in the United States. Why? Because we have to start somewhere. So basically, in short, what I'm doing is today is a pretty much a show on awareness, but it's also a challenge to everybody that wants to take on this challenge, to everyone that's tired of hearing about rape, to everyone that's tired of no action being taken, to everyone that is subject to become a victim or feels for someone that may become a victim or who is already a survivor of sexual assault. Again, this is a very, very sensitive subject. I understand that. However, acting like it doesn't exist doesn't help it. Allowing the monsters to walk the streets that walk the streets just doesn't, it's not acceptable. And, you know, the most recent acknowledgement of how much we as a society are truly ignoring this very serious problem is the fact that just recently they had 400,000 rape kits tested. 400,000. 400,000 rape kits that had been taken. They had taken the information. They had subjects in question that they were thinking about that could have possibly done it, and they sat for 9 years. In that 9 years, ladies and gentlemen, those people had to try to fix their lives, as in the young ladies or the women that were sexually assaulted. And they're still trying to live and understand their lives. There are families that's marriages are totally destroyed, even though neither one of the two parents were sexually assaulted, because the daughter was assaulted, and it became a blame game after that because somebody took that person or that young lady's innocence away or took their choice away by forcing them to be in a situation where they lost their ability to say no. This, again, is a very, very serious, serious problem. So what the PSD or Positive Self-Defense PSD Bucket Challenge is in short, I am challenging anyone that feels or hears what I'm talking about, anybody that is sensitive to this, We have a big movement for cancer, which is a serious disease. We have a big push for heart disease, which is a serious disease. We have a big push right now for ALS, which is, again, a serious disease. I am not taking away from any of these other things. But what I am saying is that there's over 237,868, and that's reported, rapes in the United States each year on average. 237,868 every year. We don't have anything that I know of that is killing that type, or excuse me, that is affecting that many people each year in the United States, except for rape and also assault and sexual assault. And we're not even talking about those numbers. We're mainly talking about rape. So I'm not just talking about rape. I'm also talking about assault and sexual assault. But anyway, let's get back on the track. So what I'm requesting or challenging anybody that thinks that this is a situation or a problem that needs to stop to go online and purchase two copies of the book, Positive Self-Defense for Women. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in Barnes & Noble. Again, that's Positive Self-Defense for Women. And the actual link is also on the show page. Anyway, I'm asking anybody that feels that this is a situation that needs to stop, a problem that needs to be addressed, purchase two copies of the book. Then donate or give those two copies to two women that you know, or maybe two women that you don't know but you see working every day. You see going out. You see doing different things out in the community. Give it to them and ask them to read it. Ask them to read it about three times. And then they should do the same. They should donate the book to someone else. Because my mindset is that mainly most of the problem that we have is not the fact, well, not only the fact that we have monsters out there, we do. That we have predators out there, we do. But my thing is that a lot of the times, if women would just be a little bit more aware of what's going on around them, if they'd have a little bit more understanding of some of the hazards that they put themselves in. Now, don't get me wrong. There's men out there being raped, too. Right now, I believe it's one out of every three women and one out of every five men are victims of sexual assault. However, the focus with PSD for women, or positive self-defense for women, is women. So I'm asking you men that say you love and care for the women that are around you or that you know to pick up two copies of the book. Give them as a gift. Give them as a just, hey, I was thinking about you. I thought this would be a great book for you to have. Please read it because I care about you. A great way to express to somebody that you truly do care. Ladies, how many of you have purses, pocketbooks, shoes, dresses, blouses that are sitting in a closet that you've never worn? All right? And vice versa. Guys, if you truly care, how can you look somebody in the face knowing that you've done nothing to keep them from becoming somebody else's victim? The book is about being proactive. The book is about taking proactive action to make sure or to try to help you from being selected as somebody's victim. Again, I have women in my life, and I care greatly for them. And each of these women, I try to educate to the best of my ability so that they could be aware. And again, this isn't about fear. That's another thing that a lot of people don't understand. Positive self-defense for women is not about fear. It's about awareness, it's about mindset, and then it's about actually taking physical action. Physical action means you're in a position where you have no choice but to fight. You have no choice but to defend yourself. However, which is better, ladies and gentlemen? Is it better to have a gun pointed at your head or to not be where the gun is pointed, to not be in the situation in the first place? That's really all positive self-defense is about. It's about mindset. It's about looking at the things that we take for granted each and every day, looking at the things that we take for granted each and every day that end up putting not one, not two, but hundreds and thousands of women at risk. It makes them what we would call easy victims and easy prey for the individuals that are going to try to take advantage of that lackadaisical attitude. You know, Tony Robbins keyed a phrase, and that phrase is very true. He says that we have become deletion creatures. We're bombarded by so much garbage every day that we delete all of the things that are going around us. Well, what's happening is we're not trusting our instincts. We're not looking where we are. Women nowadays are doing what? They're working more hours. They're working later nights. A lot of women are now running things. I mean, they're in charge, and that's a beautiful thing, ladies, the fact that you are running your own businesses, that you're finding success. But here's my question for you. If something happens to you, what do you really care about what's in your bank account? You don't. What do you really care about that position? You don't. What do you really care about that title? You don't. Because without you, all of those things are meaningless. Without you, no matter what else is going on, is really not important. The women out there that have children, guess what? Your kids deserve to have a mother. And they deserve to have a mother that's all there, not distracted with the stress and the guilt and the blame that has a tendency to go with rape and sexual assault. Your husband or your significant other needs a mate that is with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, not somebody that's just kind of in and out as they go through their phases. All right, I'm not trying to say that psychologists don't and psychiatrists don't need patience, but let's not let you having to deal with your assault or your rape be the reason that you need to see that psychiatrist or psychologist. Let's look at the families that are being torn apart by rape in the nation today and around the world. Again, don't get me wrong. Rape is a problem all over the world, not just in the United States. However, it is something that can be avoided. Yes, there are monsters out there. For everybody that wants to say, what's the problem with these men? There's monsters out there. But ladies, also understand that now women are also sexually assaulting other women. So it's not just the men. The men may be the greater number, but they're not the only ones assaulting women. In the colleges right now, in what, April 2014, President Obama pronounced National Sexual Assault and Awareness Month. That's because it's a real problem. Stop watching crazy stuff on television and start doing the things that are going to keep you safe. Start doing the things that are going to protect you. The book, Positive Self-Defense for Women, is a book that can give you all types of information that can keep you from being selected. In the book, there's a part that says if you don't want to be selected for a part in somebody else's play, don't fit the script. What the book talks about is it talks about keeping you from being somebody else's victim, keeping you and the people and women that you love or care for in your life from being selected as somebody else's plot, in somebody else's plot, from being picked and chosen for having your innocence, your liberties taken from you by some monster, be it male or female. So this is a real honest-to-goodness thing. You know, I was reading the other day, they said that every year there's about 5,000 people that come down with ALS, 5,000 new cases. Again, ALS is a monstrous disease. And I feel for anybody that has to go through it and anybody that has to deal with it and anyone that's lost a loved one because of it. But how many relationships, marriages, and people have been destroyed by rape? How many women have been raped and killed? That number, I'm sure, far exceeds any number that any of us want to admit to. But don't let that be you. A little bit of a background. The reason that I wrote the book Positive Self-Defense for Women is because for 10 years of my life, I taught for the Sexual Assault Victims Advocate Service. For 10 years. Pretty much taught a class, sometimes three, every month. Did it on my own time, was a total volunteer, and never got a dime for it. Well, each time that I taught a class, each time that I ended up doing a class with anywhere from 10 to 45 women in a classroom, I looked in those women's eyes and I saw my own daughter. I saw my own wife. I saw my own mother. I saw my own grandmother. And many of those times after teaching or while teaching the class, I would walk into a room and I would deal with survivors, which is one of the reasons why I taught for SAVIS. The reason that I taught for the Sexual Assault Victims Advocate Service was because they had counselors on hand. They had people who could deal with whatever was going on at the time as far as people that were trained and skilled in talking to people that had been sexually assaulted or abused. So domestic violence, rape, stuff that happened when they were children, all of the above. And too many times, ladies and gentlemen, did I have a woman just start screaming because I walked into the room. Too many times, ladies and gentlemen, did I have somebody that had just really given up all hope. They were taking the class because somebody told them they should take the class, or that somebody told them it should be great therapy. And at that point, I decided that it was time that someone created something where there was a proactive approach to it, not a reactive approach. Most classes, most courses, most programs that you're going to come in contact with, their focus is reactivity. You've already been raped. You've already been assaulted. This is how to defend yourself. You're already in a position where you need to protect yourself. This is how you need to protect yourself. You're already in a position where you are already in the thick of thin things. This is what you need to do to hopefully get through it as a survivor. What I want to do is I want the women that actually read Positive Self-Defense for Women or that hear my talks or what have you to take proactive action so that they are not selected as somebody's victim, so that they are not seen as a viable choice to be somebody's victim, so that they don't have to take a reactive class because they've already done the proactive things to keep them out of harm's way. So whether you're in a church, whether you're in a women's group, whether you're in a men's group, I don't care. Whether you're in business, guess what? You need this book to be circulating around the women and the people in your area, in your profession, in your groups, in your organizations. All right, we talk about women getting snatched and taken and sent off into bondage and all of those different things. Ladies and gentlemen, again, this is happening every day. In the last few months, we had a woman, and this is 2014. In the last few months, we had three women that were being held for what? 3 years. In a house where a man that went to work every day, to the best of my knowledge, who had people in his house and nobody knew they were there. They were selected for a reason. And I'm not saying that these weren't strong women. I'm not saying that these weren't smart women or intelligent women, but I'm saying that these are women that have now one particular thing in common. They were all victimized by the same man. And they were all victimized. They were all raped and molested. So again, I don't want that to happen to you, your daughters, your daughters' daughters, your grandparent. I don't want it to happen to any woman in your life. So this message goes out to straight people, and it goes out to gay people. Pick up a copy. Pick up two copies of the book, Positive Self-Defense. Again, you can for women. You can get that on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and I am the author, Zurian Bennett. Or you can go on Amazon and put in Zurian Bennett, and all of my books are there. But Positive Self-Defense for Women is what I want to do the PSD ICE Challenge for. If you decide that you want to do the PSD ICE Challenge and you want to actually do the ICE Challenge, that's fine. But I ask you do one thing. I ask that if you are on social media that you post your PSD ICE Challenge on the social media of your choice, be it Facebook, Twitter, whatever, Pinster, whatever you want to post it on, and that you tag hashtag PSD Challenge. You tag hashtag PSD Challenge. So Papa Sierra Delta Challenge with the hashtag. And let's make this go viral. Let's make this become the next big thing. Let's also save some people out there. Let's keep some people from having to go through the psychological trauma of being raped or sexually assaulted or being assaulted at all. Again, most of us are walking around with blinders on. Let's take those blinders off of those people. Let's take a proactive action to try to make this world the beautiful place that it was meant to be. Let's stop walking around like it's never going to happen to you. Because man or woman, please understand, anybody can get got, but don't fit the script that somebody else has and is looking for people to play a part in. Live your life, have fun, don't walk in fear, but get the knowledge and the information that you need to help keep you safe. The knowledge and the information that's going to help you to live a life that is unscathed by sexual assault, that is unscathed by rape, that is unscathed by somebody relieving you of your responsibilities. Again, every 2 minutes, someone is raped in the United States. And that translates again into 237,868 people that are raped each year. And note, again, this number is only based on the United States numbers, and that's an average. This total is totally unacceptable, and it has to stop. This is something that affects each one of us every day on this planet. And every year, that number of people are violated. So purchase two copies or more. If you can purchase 100 books, purchase 100 books and donate them to the charity of your choice. Donate them to the university of your choice or the college of your choice or the women's shelter of your choice or the organization or employees. If you have women that are out there and they're working and doing their thing and making things happen, it is our responsibility to help keep them safe and keep them out of harm's way. So again, purchase two copies of the book on a minimum, and donate those copies, however many that you purchase, to or give them to women that you believe could actually take that information and use it to keep them, as I said before, out of harm's way. So I hope that you like the show. If you're listening to the show, at the bottom there's a link there that will take you to the Amazon page so that you can purchase the two books. Or, if you like, again, you can go on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, put in Z-U-R-R-I-A-N-E, Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, and any books that I've written will be there. But again, this whole challenge is for the Positive Self-Defense for Women book and challenge, or the PSD challenge. And again, the name of the book is Positive Self-Defense for Women. It's not an expensive purchase, guys, and it's priceless to somebody that it keeps out of harm's way. And for all of you people that are walking around saying it'll never happen to me, what if it does happen? For all of you people who are walking around that are saying that it's not going to happen to me, if it does, then it's much too late. Then you'll have to be going through a whole bunch of other things that are going to cost you far more than two copies of a book. Plus that, if you've got young ladies in college or anything like that, they're walking into an entirely new world. And that world, you can't protect them from. However, you can help them to protect themselves, and in a sense, you'll be helping to protect them. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, again, the book is Positive Self-Defense for Women. Give a copy to any woman that you know that can use it. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I'm always looking for speaking events, looking for opportunities to share the information and the knowledge that I have to try to keep as many women as possible safe so that I don't have to look another woman that's been the victim of sexual assault in the eye. So, again, if you see me on the street and you want to talk to me, please do. If you attend any of my events or attend any events where I speak at, please step up and talk to me and tell me your story. Because I'm there to hear it, because that knowledge that you give me, I may be able to share with someone else to keep them safe. But again, Positive Self-Defense for Women, PSD, take the PSD challenge. And ladies and gentlemen, I wish you every success. I wish you a long and unscathed life. Let's take action now. Not wait till tomorrow, not wait till next week. It doesn't matter what day you listen to this show, whether you're listening live or you're someone that's listening a week from now, a month from now, 10, 12 years from now. The information is the information, and it can help to keep you safe and keep you away from one of those monsters that's out there to do all of those crazy things. Again, this is Zurian Bennett saying thank you for your time, thank you for your patience, and it all, as always, we wish you much success. Please share this show with every woman and every man that you know. And let's take a positive action and play a positive role in helping to keep more women safe and the women that you care and love the most safe and out of harm's way. Again, as always, it is a pleasure. It is an honor. And understand that your action could help save thousands and thousands of people from having to experience the pain, the agony, the guilt of sexual assault and rape and assault. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your time. And I wish you all the very, very best. Take care and have a great day. See ya. You know what? I forgot one thing. If anybody would like to contact me, email address zzsuccess@aol.com or positiveselfdefense@aol.com. So zzsuccess@aol.com or positiveselfdefense@aol.com. Thank you. Take care.